On injury report, I have one new injury to report. John Kuhn left practice today with an ankle sprain. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, were MD Jennings and Ryan Pickett out because of injuries?
They're both excused today for personal reasons.
Levine was at that safety spot. I guess, what have you thought of him so far?
I thought he played very well. I thought Anthony Levine played very well. In the San Diego game, and I like to see him stack in the success that he had last week. But he, you know, Anthony's been with us for some time and showed a lot of range, a lot of athletic ability, and you know, he's doing a nice job.
MD's taken a lot of most of those first team reps, but is that spot still pretty wide open?
All spots are wide open. You know what you can do with that depth chart. I mean, it takes the full training camp to decide. Where your 53. Man roster is going to come out. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, there's special teams. There are a lot of guys rolling for reps, the safety position. You'll see some of that in the linebacker position. Obviously, in the offensive line, we got to get our backs and tight ends healthy. So you try to get as many different combinations of players ready as you can.
Well, what kind of shape is Cedric in, and what do you expect from him moving forward?
Well, Cedric's going through the initiation process. It'll take, you know, 3 days, so he will not play against Cleveland. And, you know, I had a chance to view his workout the other day. So we felt he's in shape, and, you know, his weight and everything looks to be intact. So we'll have a better idea when we get him on a practice field.
Mike, what does Cedric bring that Ryan Grant wouldn't have? Why did you choose him over Ryan?
Well, just like I have done the last 7 years, I'll talk about people that are on our roster. You know, Ryan Grant has been a very good player for us in the past. There's a lot of decisions that go into every player acquisition on our team, a number of different factors. This isn't something that was just thought of and done in the short term. So there's, as you know, all different intangibles in acquiring a player. Cedric Benson's a good fit for us. He's been a very productive running back. He's played in a one-back system the last 3 years, and it's clearly evident that we've evolved more to a one-back system as a starting point of the way we play. I think he's a good fit for our football team. I'm excited that he's here.
Mike, what about, he does have a pretty high fumble number over the last 2 years. What's the concern?
Well, once again, it's all part of the evaluation. Very familiar with the statistics, familiar with the film study. It's a fundamental a football fundamental that we obviously pay a lot of attention to and try to emphasize as much as we can in practice. So, and he'll be a part of that.
With so much experience, are you looking for Cedric Benson to help teach the younger guys?
Well, I'm looking for Cedric Benson to contribute as a football player. I mean, that's his primary responsibility, and if he can help our young guys, that would be great. But I want to get him acclimated, get him in the fold here. And give him an opportunity to be as successful as he possibly can, and also add to our offense.
Mike, how is he as a pass blocker?
I'm sorry.
How is he as a pass blocker?
I mean, once again, we've studied the film. We have an idea of what kind of player that we're bringing in because he is a veteran, accomplished player. But you know, his pass protection, his ball carriage, and the things that he's done in the past, there's always a transition. Some people believe certain things are done certain ways, and we'll teach him like we teach the rest of our guys, and I'm confident that he could be a good pass protector in our system.
You don't spend a lot of time feeling sorry for yourself with injuries, but when Kuhn goes down after what you dealt with at running back, do you at some point throw your hands up and say, what the hell's
going on? Well, exactly. We're down to three running backs, and Alex Green being one of them. Obviously, he's coming off a major knee injury, so we cut practice 20 minutes short today because of it. So that's why the last team period was eliminated. So right now we have three running backs, and you know, we'll see where John is in the next couple of days, because I'd like to have four going into the game.
Mike, is Newhouse on schedule to be able to play?
I'm hopeful. I'll have a chance to go through the training room when I leave here. He did not look like he had any conditioning issues, but hell, we didn't practice long enough to really challenge it either. So, but I think he'd be on schedule to play.
Mike, having to cut the practice this short, like 3, 4, 5 here recently, do you like where you are? Do you feel like you're 9 or anything like that?
Well, we're not where we wanted to be. I mean, I think that's obvious. But, you know, two to four practices that have been cut here really were part of the design. So technically they weren't cut because you come off of a night practice to a morning practice. It's not practical to go 2 hours and 45 to two hours and 30 minutes. So, but today's practice was supposed to be 2:21. So they were actually, the tempo was outstanding. I thought it was a heck of a practice from, you know, just from an operation standpoint. But when John went down, I just didn't think it was worth the risk to try to get through the last team period with three running backs. So, and I guess it was whatever practice that was before that we had to cut back was, you know, the injuries are just starting to pile up on us. But
Mike, any good news on Jennings, Frank Jennings?
Same thing. I mean, he has to go through the protocol. Obviously, there's a number of different tests that you have to go through, and he still hasn't made it through.